We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is Doc Insider.
Duck's going to pick it up, and here we go.
Got him deep. He's open. He's got it. He's gone.
How about that?
And Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Omarui for three. Yes!
Oh, and a steal and slam for Williams.
Duarte to the basket. The slam.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Outright champ.
Holy three. Goal! Holy ball!
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions. And now Pac-12 tournament champion.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
That was a fun one last night at Matthew Knight Arena. Oregon men's basketball getting a huge win over Colorado. The Ducks net ranking shooting up here this morning, and that's a good sign for the Ducks as Oregon looks to bolster that postseason resume. That's a huge win for Oregon over Colorado, avenging the loss in Boulder from earlier this season. We'll talk about all that, break it all down with head coach Dane Altman as he's going to join us coming up in just a little while, at least join us in spirit because he was with us last night post-game. So, you know, it's like he's here. A lot of great things, though, for a Pac-12 after dark late tip-off. Oregon men's basketball, though, getting a big one and a grinder of a win, 60-56, the Ducks taking down Colorado. Oregon will now look ahead to Utah. 6 o'clock tomorrow, the Ducks will play the Utes, and then on the road at USC on Monday. Oregon at 6 o'clock as well. On Monday, we'll take on the Trojans of USC, who are currently sitting in first place in the Pac-12 standings. Ducks are on their heels. It's USC, UCLA, Oregon. Ducks still have a shot. They do need a little bit of help, but they still have a shot in this thing, and I think that game against USC could end up being the season-defining sort of win. We'll see here moving forward. So we're going to hear from Dane Altman coming up. Also on today's show, Keena Wadd's going to join us, head coach Oregon Acrobatics and Tumbling, as their season begins on Sunday. Really looking forward to catching up with Coach Keenan Wadd. Pac-12 women's basketball tournament has been changed. We'll tell you about that. And It's a big one tonight. Talk about big ones in basketball. I love when you get to after Valentine's Day in February, I could sit here and describe every game as a huge game for both basketball teams. This is what college basketball is all about. Oregon women's basketball, 5 o'clock tonight. The Ducks are in action against UCLA. 4:30 pregame show with Terry Johns and the Hall of Famer, Bev Smith. Looking forward to it as the Ducks will look to get some momentum going into postseason. They've been in just a onslaught of a juggernaut of a schedule the last few weeks. And so Oregon looking for a win at UCLA on the women's basketball side here this evening. Oregon softball going to be in action as well. We'll preview all that and really just go through the entire weekend because there's an awful lot going on. Men's basketball, though, this was the oddest thing for me. Oregon got out-rebounded 43-29. If you told me yesterday evening, before that Pac-12 After Dark tip-off, that Oregon would get out-rebounded by 14 in this game and still win, I wouldn't have believed you. I really wouldn't have. Ducks got out-rebounded by 11 against Colorado when these two teams met in Boulder. Coach Altman had been talking about it. We had been talking about it all week long that rebounding was going to be key. Ducks did not win the rebounding battle, and yet they still won the game. Quickly, Joshua, what happened to Oregon Ducks baseball? The Ducks currently, due to COVID-19 protocols in the Oregon baseball program, the opening weekend series has been canceled. Ducks hoping to start their season up next Thursday. So no baseball coming up here this weekend, unfortunately. It's supposed to be opening day. What are you going to do? This is the world that we're living in right now. But good question, Joshua. So that's, and also, Oregon softball is supposed to play two today. They're actually now going to play one Saturday, one Sunday at Fresno State. They're supposed to play Cal Poly today, but that's off the schedule as well. So where we live in. Going to try to keep up to date as best we can on Duck Insider, GoDucks.com, all the various social media as well. So for Oregon basketball, though, they get out-rebounded 43-29. They give up 16 offensive rebounds. They lose the offensive rebounding category 16-6, and they lose second-chance points 14-4. If you told me those numbers, I'd be like, yeah, Oregon's not winning that game against Colorado. But the defense for the Ducks was really, really good. Oregon had 11 steals in the game. The Pac-12 leading team in terms of steals per game is the Ducks. They showed it against the Buffs. 11 steals for Oregon in this win over Colorado, and they held them to below 70 points, where, you know, Oregon in the Dana Altman tenure, Ducks have won 90% of their games when they hold opponents to 70 points or less. So the numbers were in Oregon's favor. It was a defensive onslaught, and the Ducks found a way to win. Big reason why, points in the paint, 36-26. Even though they didn't do well rebounding, they took it to the hole and they scored. They outblocked the Buffs 5-1, and the turnovers were key. The Ducks had 7 turnovers at the 11:50 mark in the first half. Not ideal. Oregon then, for the next 3 quarters of the game, a little more than 3 quarters of the game actually, had 7 turnovers. So they really took care of the basketball better. Ended up with 14 turnovers. They ended up winning the points off turnover battle 22-15, and they shot just a little bit better from three, 24% compared to 22%, found a way to win. That's one of those games that you look back over the course of an entire basketball season, and you go, yeah, that was a game where Oregon didn't play well, and they still found a way to win. Those are the sorts of games you have to win, especially down the stretch, because now Oregon does have another marquee win on their schedule. So, again, you look back on the schedule, and I said this yesterday. The Ducks lose to Missouri. Well, they had found out literally hours earlier, a matter of really short days, like less than 48 hours earlier, that they weren't going to have Will Richardson for at least 6 weeks. Didn't have their starting point guard at the season opener against Missouri, and Missouri's a really good team. Lost that game. Okay. Coming off a COVID pause, they lost to Washington State. They were shorthanded. Coming off a COVID pause, they lost to Oregon State. They were shorthanded. Really, the only loss that didn't have a quote-unquote excuse. Now, the Ducks aren't going to say this, but I'm, as the broadcaster, going to sit here and say this. The one loss that Oregon had that wasn't due to some reason sort of beyond their control, like injury availability, was the one at Colorado, and they still didn't even have Will Richardson in that game. So, and you know, hey, and Folidante getting banged up, all those different things. So the Ducks really weren't, even now that I'm thinking about it, at full strength in the loss at Colorado. But I think that was the one game where it was like Oregon had had some time to prepare. They knew what they were getting into. But it's Colorado. Oregon always loses at Colorado. So all that is to say, I think this win is huge because Oregon is getting back to full strength, even though they still did not have Eric Williams. And they're hopeful that he's going to be able to come back. But they still did not have Eric Williams. And Oregon found a way to win. They're getting healthier, and they're playing awfully well, I think, right now. So I think this win, in the context of the season, and we won't know unless Oregon takes care of business against Utah. Maybe they go win at USC, and then maybe that's the sort of season-defining win. But right now, I would say this is a potential like season-defining win for Oregon because they avenge the loss in Boulder, they're getting healthier, and they won a game where they did not rebound well, which Dane Altman has said with this team full of 6'6" players, they need to be rebounding. I liked what I saw. Found a way to win. They only led for about 10 minutes in the game. And they took the lead with about 12 and a half minutes to go in the game and then never lost it. And Dave brings up a good point. The block by Duarte toward the end of the game was huge. It was. Chris Duarte was really, really good. 18 points, 7 rebounds, Pac-12 Player of the Year candidate. Had a steal, had a block in each half, and it was balanced scoring. It wasn't like at Arizona State where he scored 18 in the first half and then he didn't do anything in the second half offensively. He had 9 points in the first half, 9 points in the second half. I liked what I saw, everybody. They won some key categories. Though I will say the one thing that was concerning, the Ducks had 5 assists on 23 made field goals. The ball movement actually was pretty good for the Ducks when Oregon played in Boulder and lost that game. The ball movement was not great in this game. Turnovers early, it felt kind of discombobulated, but the defense won the game. The defense won the game. And Chris Duarte is a bona fide Player of the Year candidate. In fact, I think he firmly positioned himself above McKinley Wright with this win. Right now, my Player of the Year power rankings would probably be Evan Mobley, the outstanding freshman at USC. They might win the league. I mean, anytime you win the league, you're probably going to have an extra edge toward a Player of the Year. Oscar Da Silva has been really good for Stanford. I think Chris Duarte is right there. I think Chris Duarte might even be number 2 behind Mobley right now. So if the Ducks go on the road and win a game at USC, maybe win a couple games at Stanford and Cal next week, and don't even get me started on how rough the Bay Area trip's been over the last 10 years for the Ducks. I don't even want to talk really more than that. Last 30 years for the Ducks, I don't even want to talk about it. The destiny for the Ducks is in front of them. You know, I think this is, we're going to look back and be like, that was a huge win for Oregon men's basketball. That was a huge win for the Ducks. What I also loved, just on the defensive front real quick, and I asked Dane Altman about this post-game. We'll have that for you in just a moment. 5 blocks for the Ducks. Well, you know who had a ton of them in really pretty limited action? Frank Kepnong had 3 of Oregon's 5 blocks. And Eugene Omorui had 5 steals himself. In the Ducks also were able to win this game with Eugene Omorui fouling out for the last 2-plus minutes. So, again, a lot of things that didn't go Oregon's way. Found a way to win. That's what the Ducks do down the stretch. That is what the Ducks do down the stretch. Dane Altman talked with the media post-game. I had the first few questions, then we turned it over to the rest of the media as Oregon won a big one last night over the Buffs.
You guys lost the rebounding battle, still found a way to win. Have to be pretty proud of your guys tonight.
You find ways to win games. Very disappointed in the rebounding. You know, it kept them in their second chance points, 14-4. You get beat that bad on the boards. Usually you don't find a way to win. So I thought our turnovers, points off turnovers, we got 7 of those back there. So I thought that was a big key. And then we hit some timely shots. Will got in the paint, hit a couple tough ones. Chris hit a couple tough ones. We did just enough to grind one out because that was a slugfest. Both teams defensively, I thought, played really hard. I know we did defensively, and I thought Colorado played really hard. It was two teams really, really trying to win a game with defense. And, I didn't think we executed very well offensively, but I think Colorado's defense had a big, big part, a lot to do with that. They really got after our wings. They made it tough inside. So, You know, I thought defensively both teams played really well. I thought we played really well defensively. I thought our activity, our deflections, 17 turnovers, I thought we did a good job.
Especially Frank Kepnon, coach. I mean, he gives you three blocks, Eugene Omorui, five steals, a couple blocks for Chris Duarte, some really impressive individual performances there.
Yeah, Eugene got his five steals and had four turnovers, giving him right back. So, you know, but he was active and made a lot of good defensive plays and then just gave it right back to him. So a little disappointed there, but. No, I loved our defensive activity. I thought we worked really hard defensively, but we're going to have to do a better job on the boards. You know, we did such a good job blocking out and against Arizona. And tonight, you know, we were kind of back to where we were, just, you know, just not putting a body on anybody. And Colorado really took advantage of it.
Every game big at this point in the season, coach, but just how big does this one feel right now? Feels pretty good to get a win over a good team like that.
Well, Colorado is a good team, you know, and so, yeah, no, we got to win basketball games. You know, we get to play USC on Monday. So that was a game that was added, but we're going to have a tough ball game Saturday night with Utah. They're a dangerous team. We had a tough one at their place. We're going to have to play well on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, you know, and then, you know, we got three opportunities next week to play all on the road. So I've got to take advantage of home games. We're going to have to play really well on Saturday. And then we've got a big week, three road games. So we're just going to have to regroup and get ready to go.
You get out-rebounded overall, but LJ in particular came up with a couple big ones on the defensive end when they were trying to make threes late. And then you missed some free throws early, but Chandler makes a couple really big ones to give you the lead for good. Can you just speak to maybe your ability to make those plays, even though you hadn't been making them over the course of the game, to make them when it really mattered?
Well, you're right. Chandler did hit two really big free throws. You know, I was shocked that Chris missed the front end of those. He really shoots free throws well, but they were both really flat and didn't even get him up in the air. So, you know, that was two big front ends missed. You know, we had a chance to get some distance there, and obviously we didn't. LJ struggled at times blocking out. I was a little upset with him, but you're right. He did get two big ones late that we desperately had to have. He came from the top and really went after two big boards. So we just, like I said, we just need to be more physical with our blockouts. We just got to get after the ball a lot harder, and it's got to be everybody's responsibility. But you're not going to win on a consistent basis if people are beating you 14 on the boards. It's not going to happen. So we either focus in on that, get it turned around, or things are not going to go our way.
Yeah, Dana, you often talk about playing 10 really good games a year, 10 baseline games, and 10 games where you struggle. Was this one of those games where you just kind of had to fight through the struggles to get a win?
No, Matt, when I talk about that, it's 10 games offensively, you shoot it well, 10 games, you shoot it average, and 10 games, you don't shoot it very well. And on those nights where you're shooting it average or not shooting it well, then defensively and rebounding, you know, that's what you've got to do to stay in the game. And we didn't shoot the ball well. Our offense was not effective, but defensively, we held them to 34%. And that's the third game in a row that our matchup zone and our defense has kept the team under 40%. And those three teams did not hit the 70-point mark. And that is super important down the stretch. You know, if you're going to be a consistent team on those 10 nights you don't shoot it well, those 10 nights that you shoot it average, and the other team might shoot it great, you're going to have to guard and rebound. And we took part of that equation. I thought defensively, our activity, I thought, was really good. We made a few mistakes and gave them some open shots that they knocked down, but it's coming. Our defense is getting better, but you cannot get out-rebounded like that, Matt. And a lot of it was just us not putting a body on somebody, which is really disappointing.
Dana, defensively, down the stretch against them there, the final three or so minutes, they go 1 of 9, and Wright only takes one, and that was with just under 3 to go. what were you guys doing to not only contain them 1 of 9 down the stretch, but to completely seal him off where they weren't even getting him the ball? I mean, that's partially on them, but they didn't even try.
Well, I thought our activity there, James, was really good. Our switches were really good. We were off and to the ball and making those driving lanes look really crowded, which is a big part of the matchup. So, I liked our activity defensively. You know, we made some mistakes. Big Frank, you know, a couple times didn't get to the corner, but he's just learning. I don't fault his activity. He made a couple mistakes there, didn't get to the corner. But for the most part, our activity was, I thought, really good. And, I'd have to take a look at the film, James, to see exactly about Wright. You know, I'm trying to remember, but I just can't remember if we did something there. But I thought our switches were good. I thought our activity was good. We knew he was going to drive the ball. I thought we collapsed on him pretty good. He hit some tough dribble jumpers where he popped up from 15 and hit him. But, you know, that's one of the shots we will give up in the zone. You know, I just don't think that zone, that shot will consistently beat a zone. The shots that will are putbacks, open threes, and if they break us down with the dribble and get to the rim. So we took some of those away. You know, the contested twos, you know, you just kind of got to live with.
Yeah, that's what the numbers tell you. That's why the matchup zone has been so effective, as head coach Dan Altman breaks it all down. We got more from him coming up. Take a look at the standings and the scores. And this is a big one for Oregon basketball. I'm having fun, man. This is coming down the stretch. This is good stuff on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of 7. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back on Nugget Cider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Oregon men's basketball with the 60-56 win over Colorado. Now they look ahead. It's a big one against Utah. Everyone's big at this point in the season. The Ducks sitting at 8-3 in the Pac-12. They're in third place. I think they're now squarely in third place. It's pretty much USC, UCLA, and Oregon here down the stretch. Colorado and Stanford both sitting at 10-6, tied for fourth place. I think Oregon, the way things are trending right now, Ducks feeling pretty good about getting a first-round bye in the Pac-12 tournament, and now they still want to win the conference. Dane Allman talking a little bit about that ahead of the 6 o'clock matchup with Utah on the Pac-12 Network coming up tomorrow. 5:30 pregame show with me on the Oregon Sports Network. And remember, you can always sync up your audio. However you want to do that, feel free. I also know that sometimes our ratings go up when our friend Bill Walton's on the call, but, you know, we love Bill. Yeah, whatever floats everybody's boat. Dane Altman, part two, talking with the media postgame.
Dana, this is the second game in a row that's kind of the game has come down to the final minute, and you guys have prevailed. What are you learning about the resiliency of your team through these last couple of games?
That's one good thing about some experience, and you know, I think we've won both of them with some pretty good defensive stops. Hitting free throws was a big part of that. LJ going and getting the big rebounds. You know, in February and March, teams know each other. You know, I mean, Colorado, they knew our stuff. We felt like we knew their stuff. You know, it's hard to change who you are, you know, but this second time we played them, Colorado's a really experienced team. Those guys, you know, Wright's played against us a bunch. Beatty's played. I mean, those guys have played against us a bunch. And so, you know, they know a lot of our stuff. You know, but finding ways to win games, Chris, it is so important for any team. You know, you look over the course of the season, how many games are decided by one or two possessions. And, you know, you got to figure out a way to win those games. And seniors, defense, big rebounds, big free throws, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's those things, not a spectacular shot or anything. It's the jumping on a loose ball, diving on a loose ball, taking a big charge, getting a big rebound. Those things usually give you that advantage in the last minute.
Coach, against the more physical teams like Colorado, you know, front court 6'7", 6'8", 7 foot, what's kind of the viability of playing Frank Kekkonen and Chandler Lawson together more minutes? We saw it a couple of times today, but usually they're going for each other.
Well, you know, Chandler's going to have to rebound better. You know, he's going to have to get more physical on his blockouts. Eugene is more physical than Chandler. So, I mean, if we wanted to go with a more physical presence, would be with Eugene and Frank. You know, I thought Frank gave us, again, 15 really good minutes. We put him in a couple bad spots offensively. And then, again, when they went small, Adam, you know, he had a hard time covering the corners. You know, we were a little bit more effective with him when they had the two bigs in. And, you know, I made a mistake one time and had him in there with a small lineup. And that was one of the corner threes that he gave up, you know. So when they had the two bigs in, I probably should have went a little bit more with Frank and kept him in around the basket. But I'm learning how to use him also, you know. You know, I want to keep that minutes right now between 15 and 20. You know, I don't want to put too much pressure on Frank right now. I want to play him 15 to 20 minutes. And keep developing him. And, you know, our guys threw him some really tough passes. You know, Eugene tries throwing over the top in the first half. And, you know, and then, you know, Will feeds him and nobody cuts. You know, he was looking for cutters. He wanted to make a play and nobody cuts and he traveled. You know, I mean, we put him in some really tough positions that you don't want to put a freshman in. And so that's, you know, our guys learning to play with him also.
Big picture, Dana, we talked about it beforehand. You guys recognize it. This is quad one, and this is by far the best on paper for you guys. It's not in jeopardy of dropping anytime soon either. It's quad one the whole way through. What does it mean to you? You recognize it, now, and you get the USC game on Monday, so you get another shot at something like this. But on paper, this is a massive boost to what this means for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, we still want to try to win the conference, James, you know, so that's what I'm talking to our guys about, you know, one at a time, and all those old cliches, one at a time, and let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can put ourselves in that position. And we're coming from behind, and so, you know, Saturday's a big ball game. Let's take care of Saturday, and and then, you know, go swing away Monday at USC and go swing away at Stanford. We had, you know, a bunch of road games left, James. So, you know, it won't be easy, but I want to put our, you know, we want to be in that position, you know, and see if we can make a run. Maybe we can, maybe we can't. But, you know, the only way we do it is take care of business on Saturday night. You know, we gave ourselves one more day to, you know, to stay in the race. And so we're going to have to take care of business Saturday and see what we can do. But you're right, James. I to answer your question, not sure what they were in the net, but they were pretty good, you know, and so it was a quad one win, and, you know, quad one wins are huge.
Coach, even though you guys struggled on the glass for the majority of the night, you guys actually won the points in the paint battle, 36-22. What enabled you to find success in the paint, even with your struggles on the glass?
Well, I thought Chris got in there, you know, a few times and finished. Will had a big finish late. You know, Eugene's buckets, he had a couple in there. So, you know, Frank got a couple down in there. You know, we kind of had a number of people get to the basket and finish some plays. I really thought we had opportunities to finish some more. You know, we got to finish stronger. You know, Eugene made a wonderful move on the left side there and, you know, did 2-foot jump stop and power layup. He just shot it off 1 foot. You know, he's a big man. He needs to stop and 2-foot jump stop like he did on the one from, you know, from the right wing where he took it in with his left hand. That was a 2-foot jump stop and one. Those are the kind of plays. So 36 points in the paint, you know, and a lot of them too. We got some turnover layups, you know, which are huge. You know, we needed some easy baskets there. We were grinding it out on the half court. And, you know, those easy baskets in the transition allowed us to shoot 43% for the game. You'd have never known it watching the game that we shot 43%, but the layups in transition, I think, were what enabled us to do that.
Dane Altman with good stuff as Oregon takes down Colorado and now looks ahead to 6 o'clock tomorrow against Utah. Another big opportunity, and it looks like they might be still without a few starters. Mikael Yantunen has joined the Finn national team, and he's a guy that lit Oregon up for 20 points last time Oregon played when they took a 10-point deficit into the locker room, actually, at Utah. And then Ryland Jones been out with a shoulder injury, so maybe they're dealing with some of their own issues, and hopefully we're also going to see Eric Williams back. We'll see as he continues to work his way back. Oregon men's basketball, though, with a huge, huge win, and looks like that postseason resume getting better and better. Up next, Keena Wan, head coach Oregon Acrobatics and Tumbling, as their season begins on Sunday. That's right. A lot of sports going on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man. But you haven't worn me in like forever. I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. It is my pleasure to welcome Keena Wan to the show. Man, I cannot tell you how excited I am for Oregon acrobatics and tumbling season to get rolling again on Sunday. We'll talk about all that. Joining us on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line. Okay, first of all, Coach, you have to bear with me. I'm going to make a dad joke for you. And you know,
I'm here for the dad jokes. Hit me, Joey.
You already know what it's going to be because we've had this conversation many a time. So your last name is, of course, spelled like something every coach wants to do. And that's win, but, you know, one. But it's not quite said that way. So can we say that Coach Wan is going to have a few wins?
I hope so. Yes, that's the goal.
Good. That's what I like. Hey, thanks for bearing with me on the dad joke. I had to get there, and I'm glad that everybody can enjoy it. Oh, you guys have Arizona Christian coming up 2:00 on Sunday in the first meet of the year. First, Coach, let's just go back in time. Tell us what's been up since we last talked in the fall. I mean, this has been a wild, wild year for everybody.
Yeah, super crazy, but honestly so blessed that we're back to hopefully competing starting this Sunday. But in the fall, we were pretty limited in our practices. So really small groups, only being able to tumble. That way we could keep the athletes masked up, 6 feet apart, all that good stuff. And then we started our first full team practice in January. So a lot different than any other preseason training. But thanks to our medical team and administration, we've been able to jump back into it. Our athletes are getting tested 5 days a week right now. So every day that we're practicing, they're getting tested and we're able to train full practice. It's definitely been a progression and a long phase in the past 6 weeks, really, to kind of get us safely back to, you know, being able to compete. But we're excited to hit the mat again.
We were talking before we got going here during the break, Coach. It sounds like you guys will be wearing masks and doing everything possible, but that's got to be an adjustment in practice and in competition, right?
Definitely. It's kind of crazy because it's become the norm. And I'm always laughing, thinking when we don't wear these, how weird it's going to be to see each other's full face and to hear each other clearly every single practice.
Bad breath, all those things. Yeah.
All the things. But yeah, the athletes have gotten really good about the sanitizing. And then for our sport in particular, whenever they're flipping, obviously for safety reasons, they are able to drop the mask. And then for our meet days, what they're going to do is the NCATA kind of put a whole protocol in place in regards to sanitizing and being able to drop your mask when you hit the competition floor. And then once you're done competing, coming back off, sanitizing and lifting the mask back up. So a lot of new protocols, but the team has done really well. And honestly, I've been commending them as well as everybody else, because we have done really well with not having any positives aside from onboarding.
Great. That's great to hear. I mean, that's a win. You know, I feel like that's something we're celebrating these days. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Keena Wan joining us, Oregon Acrobatics Tumbling head coach, looking for a win on Sunday against Arizona Christian. Tell us about how the schedule came together, Coach. I mean, you guys got four matches, always a couple good meets against Baylor. We could talk about that, of course, coming up on March 6th. But putting the schedule together had to be a challenge this year.
Oh, it was definitely a challenge. You know, not knowing which teams were going to be able to actually have a season. We typically finalize our schedules back in October, and there were so many question marks in October. So we actually just finalized our schedule a few weeks ago. And there's still some schools across the country that are making final decisions on if they are going to be able to compete. Of course, the safety of our sport and just the progressions that need to go through. So we ended up finalizing home and away with Baylor, which is always an awesome matchup, you know, two really strong teams. And then we have Arizona Christian coming this weekend. And then we are also traveling out to Azusa Pacific in March. So we were able to get the four on there just kind of with all the changes that happened. You needed a minimum of three. So four was a good number. We were super excited to put all those on the schedule. And then obviously the national championship is still being finalized, which usually happens at the end of April.
That was my next question for you is, I mean, the national championship is all obviously what you're competing for, right? So it sounds like still some details being ironed out.
yeah, it was super unfortunate, but Oregon was supposed to host, you know, as well as I do 2020. And then we pushed it to hosting 2021 with the cancellation of 2020 season. But just obviously with our strict state laws and regulations that we have, decided that we were not able to host, just with the unknowns if we were going to get clearance or not for that many participants. So the NCATA is looking at which host institution will be able to have that many athletes, that many coaches in their venues. And I know that we're kind of looking at what that's gonna be this year. Probably gonna look a little different than years past, as you've seen with basketballs and footballs.
Sure. I think everybody's been adaptable for sure. Acrobatics tumbling season starting on Sunday. So selfishly, are we hoping for 2022 Oregon would be the host, coach? Is that kind of the plan?
Definitely. We want to host, hands down. I also know that Oregon's going to do it big when we do it. So we want to be able to do it the way that we know how and host an amazing national championship without all these other restrictions laid on us.
Tell us about your team, some leaders that you're relying on heading into this year.
Yeah, I am so excited. We have 39 this year going into the season. We have 8 seniors. One is a super senior, Peyton Kuhn, returning All-American. So I'm super excited for her. She decided to stick around. She's getting her master's right now, and she's obviously a really strong leader for us. Really cool thing is all of our seniors are in multiple heats throughout. So I think that just goes to show the leadership that they have, you know, physically, but also on the floor mentally as well. We have some newcomers on the mat that I'm super excited to see that have really stepped up with the short amount of training that we've had. So I can only imagine what they're going to do with a normal preseason. And then we also have some upperclassmen that are stepping into key roles. Alyssa Hugh, someone's look out for. She's a solid tumbler, toss, acro for us. She contributes in a lot of areas. And then Carly Novak is a sophomore. She is going to compete for us in a solo pass this weekend as well. So super excited. We're just really impressed with what they've been able to do training wise in the limited time that we've had. And I'm looking forward to what we can accomplish this season.
You feel like your athletes have really embraced, like, man, this is what it's all about. I feel like everybody sort of has this, like, renewed, like, yes, this is why sports are great during all of this.
Oh, 100%. We had a mock meet this past Sunday, and I think, I'll be honest with you, and we talked about it with the team, but I think it was a wake-up call, because it's always been, I hope we have a season, I hope we have it. And this was kind of the realization the week out of, like, we're here. Season is here. We're making this happen. And we've definitely seen a switch of the flip. Words are hard, Joey, today. It's Friday, you guys. a flip of the switch since Sunday as we head into this first meet. So I'm really excited. The energy around the team right now is awesome, and we're really looking forward to Sunday.
I thought you just were making a really great dad joke that it's the switch of the flip. You said you were here for the dad jokes. I was like, oh, that was a great one. Like, that was the ultimate knee-slapping dad joke.
No dad jokes, just jumbled words.
All right. Oregon live stream, by the way, is where you'll be able to tune in coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Arizona Christian with Oregon Acrobatics and Tumbling hosting the opening meet coming up on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Oregon live stream, you'll be able to find it on the Acrobatics and Tumbling schedule if you ever need to tune in and figure out where to tune in. You guys were the masters, I thought, of keeping – fans connected to your student athletes during the fall. You know, we played all of the interviews that you did and throughout on Instagram, I should say. I mean, coach, I have to ask this, because two-part question. One, are we going to see more of the interviews on Instagram throughout the season or on another platform? And two, you got to tell us some stories about some of your student athletes that maybe fans don't know. Connect us to your student athletes again.
Yeah, definitely. It was super fun. I mean, you know, as well as I do, social media is just the world we live in right now. And it was awesome, you know, not being able to see face to face and, you know, hang out with the people you're hanging out with to, you know, emulate that a little bit through these Instagram interviews was awesome. We're not going to probably do them through season just with the schedule and being super busy, but we definitely want to introduce them back in the summertime and as we head into the fall, just so the fans can make that connection. You know, we have some awesome, talented young ladies on our team. A lot of them, you know, like you said, do stuff outside. So we're really excited about that. A lot of our seniors have been getting into grad school, which has been super awesome. And we're very excited for them. One of them in particular, Yelena Faustino, she just got into a grad school in London. And Addie Lacewell got into USC grad school. And Caitlin Emick committed to her grad school as well. So we're seeing a lot of them take these next steps, but we're excited for you guys to get to know our athletes a lot more. We have some amazing, amazing young ladies.
Student athletes. I absolutely love it.
Absolutely.
You know, Coach, we talked a little bit about this in the fall, but I think it's worth visiting again that you guys are in that emerging sport status category for the NCAA right now. Remind fans what that's like and what's the process now moving forward, especially with so many unknowns in the world right now.
Yeah, definitely. It was a decade in the making that we got NCAA emerging sports status. So we're so excited about that. A lot of female pioneers that made that happen. Pretty much what it means is we are now under that NCAA umbrella. Previous to this, we always counted towards Title IX and, you know, helped with those numbers at the respective institutions. But now we also are officially follow all NCAA rules and regulations. Here at Oregon, we did that already so that the transition was a smooth one. But now that is all official in regards to recruiting, eligibility, and everything NCAA related. Our next big milestone, though, is to get 40 competing institutions across the country, and that would take us to championship status. So right now, the only thing is NCATA still hosts our national championship. Once we get to that 40 school number, we will officially be NCAA championship status.
Where are you guys at now?
I think we're at 36. There are some NAIA schools in the mix in that number. So it would be 40 NCAA institutions for us to get to that number.
Well, it's getting bigger and bigger every year, isn't it?
It's crazy. I mean, when I first started the program at HPU the year before, there was only five. And that was back in 2013. So five schools in 2013 to 36 schools in 2021. The other cool thing, I know you and I chatted offline a little bit about this, but we're continuing to add schools, you know, even through this pandemic. And I think that just goes to show the opportunities that universities are looking for female athletes coming from these types of backgrounds. And that's been amazing.
Last question that I have for you. How have you gone about recruiting? You know, I mean, you guys were always hitting a lot of different facets of the world in your recruiting. How do you go about doing it in this age that we're living in?
For sure. I've gotten really good at Zoom recruiting as every coach has, but definitely getting on Zoom, thank goodness for technology. We've created some virtual tours. We've been able to meet a lot more with our recruits face to face, getting to meet their parents even through Zoom. That's always a huge part and a favorite part of ours when we have in-person visits, is really getting to meet their families, meet their support system. That's a huge piece for us. So being able to do that via Zoom has been awesome. Taylor, my assistant, and I have gotten super creative with the different kinds of things that we're able to do virtually and still get our recruits connected and making them feel like they're here in Eugene, even if it's through a computer.
You have to. That's just the way that the world has been. Meanwhile, of course, you're on a TV here in the studio on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line instead of sitting here in person. So, Coach, I hope that we'll be able to do this again in person. And thanks for bearing with me through the dad jokes. Even though you didn't mean to make one, you made one anyway, which was great. I'm here for it. I'm here for dad jokes.
Arizona Christian. I'm glad I could give you a laugh, Joey Mack.
Thank you. Arizona Christian, Sunday, 2 o'clock. You can watch it on the Oregon live stream. Head to the Oregon Acrobatics Tumbling schedule for the direct link. It'll be on Oregon live stream 3 for those of you who maybe already have everything bookmarked like myself. It's basically just across the browser bookmarks all of the different live streams. Coach, here's hoping that we can recap the fact that you won next week.
Absolutely.
She's not even going to give me the credit for that dad joke. I mean, I just can't. I got to let this one go at some point. But, everybody, you have to bear with us because, you know, it's spelled W-O-N. I mean, it's like the best name for a coach we've ever imagined, right?
It's perfect. And the funny thing is, obviously, nobody that knows the story, but he was pronouncing it like you won the game. My last name's pronounced Juan. We both thought each other was in the wrong the whole time. And then we finally told each other, and it was amazing. So it's going to be forever my favorite memory, hands down.
Well, I'm glad because, you know, in broadcaster land, if you say someone's name wrong, I mean, that's like spelling someone's name wrong in an article, right? I mean, that's
I know.
That's like as bad as it gets, but
if it makes you feel any better, I think I've told you this, but I will always pronounce it the way my last name's pronounced, even when I'm referring to the Ducks won. I will say the Ducks won, and people look at me like I'm crazy, but it's just because that's how I pronounce my last name.
Yeah, it's the accent, so, right? I mean, it's...
Hey,
it's,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, hey, thank you for letting me have some fun, and good luck this weekend. Good luck the rest of the season.
You.
Really looking forward to catching up with you again, Coach. Kina Wan, kind enough to join us, and here's to getting a win, all right?
Absolutely. Maybe, thanks so much.
Maybe four of them, five of them over the course of the year. I think that's what.
Ideally six.
Yeah. There you go, six. I like six. That's what we're here for. Thanks, Coach. I always appreciate you taking the time. When we come back, we've got a whole lot more on Duck Insider. Talking softball, talking basketball, big one. Oregon and UCLA tonight. Duck Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Oh, good stuff. Talking with Keena Wan, head coach, Oregon Acrobatics and Tumbling, as their season gets rolling on Sunday. You can watch it on the Oregon live stream. We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I've loved the comments in the Facebook comment section today, talking about that last weekend, Oregon men's basketball taking down UCLA when Bill Walton's playing. Yeah, that's some really, really good stuff. Meanwhile, women's basketball, huge matchup tonight at UCLA, and it comes after the women's basketball Pac-12 officials have announced some scheduling updates for the tournament. Instead of starting on Thursday and running through Sunday, it's now going to start on Wednesday, and there will be games played Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, it looks like, could be a potential makeup game with all the teams already in the Las Vegas area. Games could be played to make up regular season games that were lost earlier this year. Yeah, it's a good system, right? Makes sense. I think that we may see the Ducks playing in a game on that Saturday during Pac-12 championship week on Saturday, March 6th is what it would be. So that's the newest adjustment. And then also men's basketball, Pac-12 officials have made it official that it'll be an 11-team tourney with Arizona ineligible, I should say. So no 5-12 game in the bracket this year, just straight to the 4-5. So the top five essentially get a bye this year for men's basketball. Big one tonight, Oregon at UCLA. Well, Kelly Graves had a couple thoughts heading into this big matchup at 5 o'clock tonight.
Does, and they're playing well. You know, they haven't played a lot. You know, it seems like they play one game a weekend, you know. They're short on numbers, and I don't know about that. I mean, I 2 years ago, man, we played the entire month of February, March, and into April with eight players. That's it. And you know, Morgan Yeager that year was battling back injuries, and she was in and out of the lineup. So, you know, it can be done. So I've been there. I know what Corey's going through. It's not fun. It's not easy. But they're going to be ready. They'll have a week of rest and they'll be ready for us, this next thing. And they've got a long time to prepare for us, just like they did last time. When they came up here, they only had the one game because Oregon State wasn't playing. And I think that hurt us. We played them on Sunday. They had one game to prepare for and didn't have to play a Friday night game like we did. So I expect a battle.
5 o'clock tonight. It's a big one. Oregon at UCLA. It's a Pac-12 Network broadcast. And, of course, Terry Johns and Bev Smith here on the Oregon Sports Network 4:30 pregame show. They've got you covered with all the insights on Oregon women's basketball. First Interstate Bank, also, I want to remind you about our Community Hero Program that's still going on through February 28th. Go to godux.com/Community Hero Program to nominate someone that you think has just made a difference in our community. And there's going to be 7 nominees selected who will be receiving an autographed Dana Altman basketball and a Duck prize pack. Just somebody that makes a difference in your life, even. GoDucks.com/Community Hero Program. Check it out. Thanks to our friends at First Interstate Bank. And coming up, we're going to go through the weekend schedule. There's an awful lot going on around Oregon athletics, man. Heads are spinning on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Doug Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack in the Country Financial Studio. Our Toyota Women's Sports Schedule Spotlight. There are tons of events going on. You know, I don't have kids, but I imagine when I look at my calendar right now, because I have every Oregon event, different, like, color codes in my calendar, I imagine that when you have kids and if you have multiple kids that have, like, practices, various events, and all these different things, that this is probably what a family calendar looks like. So for your Oregon family, well, it all begins today because Oregon Track and Field and Cross Country are competing in the Lane Community College Cross Country Invitational. That's all been going on today. And we have a ton of events for Oregon men's golf. They're in their second event down in the Palm Springs area over this upcoming weekend. Oregon volleyball, of course, we know, canceled due to COVID-19 protocol within the University of Utah volleyball program. Oregon basketball, though, not dealing with those issues. That's a good sign. Oregon women's basketball in action tonight and also be in action at noon on Sunday. And then elsewhere, Oregon women's tennis this afternoon will take on Portland. Oregon softball will play 2 at Fresno State this weekend. What'd I miss? Oh, women's tennis also in action Saturday morning. Men's tennis in action Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon against the Huskies. Acrobatics and tumbling make their season debut at 1 o'clock on Sunday. 2 o'clock on Sunday. Oregon lacrosse makes their season debut at 1 o'clock on the road. I think we got it all.
That's a lot of stuff.
Except for, of course, Oregon baseball. Unfortunately, their opening weekend has been canceled due to COVID-19 protocol. They're hoping to start their season next Thursday when the Ducks will take on Seattle. And then it's a big one for Oregon men's basketball. 6 o'clock against Utah on Saturday. Pac-12 Network broadcast, 5:30 pregame show right here on the Oregon Sports Network. You know, I do that sort of jokingly, but in all seriousness, I'm so happy that the student-athletes are able to go and compete again. You know, that's what all this is for. And it's good to see them in action. Good to see them in action. So women's lacrosse making their debut tonight, 6 o'clock. They'll also play on Sunday. I might have said that wrong earlier. Oregon soccer's in action this afternoon. So much going on. We'll talk to you at 4:30 for pregame. Ducks at UCLA.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
Football
stadium.
I want
to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.